Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
That's Van Morrison bringing us back. One of the greats of all time. That's one of his great songs, too. Moondance. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. There's only one of me. And I'm glad you're here. And it's just you and me, still just the two of us. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. Well, just go to jimblasingame.com and you'll find the books there. That's one of the ways to find out more about all my books. You know, if you go to the website and smallbusinessadvocate.com, I encourage you to click on the newsletter button, subscribe to that. That comes every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Over 20 years. We haven't missed an edition on a Sunday afternoon in over 20 years. And if you sign up and you decide you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, and I'll never know. I'll never know that you left me. But you'll get the stuff that's on my mind and some of the things that I got coming up that I think you'll like, and that are 21st century stuff. I want to talk about going forward now. I've told you that I believe that 2020 is going to be a good economic year. It's not going to be a blockbuster year. I think we're going to grow at over 2%, but probably less than 2.5%. But I also remind you that if you do the math on 10 years ago when we had a $12 trillion economy, $15 trillion maybe, that if we grew at 3%, do the math on that. Now we've got a $21 trillion economy that's growing at almost 2.5%. Do the math on that. There's more money, right? It's more business. We have to rethink, I think, the way we think about growth percentages, because as the bigger you get, it's harder to push a big old economy like that up 3-4%. What would it look like if we compounded growth 4%, 3%, 4% year over year? And I mean, before long we'd be at 30 trillion, which would be good to some degree, but maybe faster than we need to go. I think at our level of volume, 2-2.5 is pretty respectable. But I do think we could do better though. I think there are some things that could happen we could do better, but we're gonna have to solve some problems that are systemic, that are intrinsic, and that is the worker shortage. The qualified worker shortage. We're going to have to solve that problem. And we're going to have to and the qualified part is multifaceted. There's a lot of variables in it. Part of qualified is somebody shows up not knowing how to interview. They don't know how to work. Or they can't show up for work. They're gaming all night. Or they can't pass a drug test. We can't have truck drivers who can't pass drug tests. Or they don't have a driver's license. That's a situation we have now. And we have people who are not qualified for 21st century jobs. We've got to re-educate. So these are headwinds. These are economic headwinds. I'm convinced that if we could fill, there are approximately 8 million, I've been told, more recently, there are about 8 million unfilled jobs in America. 8 million. If we could fill those jobs, let's say we could fill half of them. And by the way, 2 million of them are manufacturing jobs. Think about that. If we could fill half of those jobs, if we could put 4 million people to work, not only would those people be earning an income and become better consumers and help the economy, but businesses could take advantage of growth. Part of the reason the economy is at 2-2.5% is because businesses can't acquire growth opportunities, claim growth opportunities, because they don't have enough people to do the work. 75% of business owners polled said that if they could find more qualified people, they had job openings, and if they could find more qualified people, they could grow their business. Well, that piece of data right there tells you that the economy is experiencing a qualified employee headwind. That's one of the headwinds that we have. And thank God, you know, people, some Luddites out there are you know, complaining about technology taking jobs. My God, where would we be if we didn't have that? If we weren't automating, what jobs would get done by the people who aren't there, right? I mean, at this point in time, we're to the point where I don't think that many people are out of work because of technology. There probably are some, and I'm not going to say it's easy for them to retool and get up back up to speed, but there are some of that. There's some of that. But I'm telling you, technology is helping us more by helping us with productivity in the face of not enough workers than it's hurting us. But we still have some work to do, and we need to encourage the policymakers to focus on this. And I don't think you're hearing the right kind of information coming out of the campaigns and out of Washington. And if you're a business owner, you need to be, this is one of the things we all business owners need to be talking to our politicians about, is how do we get people ready for the third decade, 21st century jobs. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.